This is...
Weights and Measures Act 1994.
This is the...
Wait and see.
This is... Fine, you do it. Go.
This is the technical difficulties, and Tom got bored of me interrupting him, so he's asked me to do the intro. We've been on some adventures. We've had Tom, we've had Chris, we've had me, and now it's time for Gary.
Hello.
You want to introduce it, or do we just roll VT?
Just go with it.
Was that travel montage related to your activity at all?
Not at all. Apart from documenting the journey to
right,
get
okay.
to my activity.
Okay.
So what you had there was me on a train. I managed to travel on the day of a rail strike.
Wow, on a train as well. Well done.
I was on the one train going north.
Wow.
And it was empty. It was just me and the whole train.
Everyone else had just given up.
Everyone else didn't bother.
That's it. That's the adventure. You've just got a carriage to yourself.
So I had a nice lunch. You can see I had a nice drink there. Yeah. I had some time to kill in Edinburgh. Went for a really nice whiskey in a pub near the castle. And then, because of the rail strike, there was no trains going any further north, which is why you have me on a bus going to Aberdeen, which is exactly where I am now.
Okay.
And if you just roll back slightly to the bit where I jump on the bed there.
He's since had surgery to replace his banjo string and is feeling well.
I was thinking, oh yeah, I'll finish that by me just throwing myself on the bed and turning the light out as I do it.
Oh, but, commitment, you still turned the light out.
Yeah, you knocked your lights out.
But you can just hear my head hit the phone on the bedside table. And hopefully after this you just hear me quietly go, ow.
Ow.
Shetlands?
Correct.
What are you doing now?
Hang on. It's not the Orkneys, so you're not going to the town of Twat.
I'm not going to the town of Twat.
Yeah.
No, but I have flown all the way to
Shetlands. That's a long way up. Like, that's...
It's about an hour on a plane, yeah?
Yeah, but it's Orkneys, then Shetlands.
Yes.
Like you're about as far north as you can get before you get to the Faroe Islands.
I am as far north as you can... Yeah.
Yeah.
On the island that is as far north. That's Sumburgh. I've just landed at Sumburgh Airport. This whole journey, by the way, eventually you're going to see here, took place over just about, less than 48 hours.
Right.
Mm. I have spent half a day going to Aberdeen.
Yep.
I've landed on Shetland and I'm going to be there for about 2 hours.
Wow. Are you just going there to flip off Shetland?
I'm literally bouncing out of the plane into a taxi and then you'll see.
What is there on Shetland that you can't do?
Exactly, yes.
Anywhere else?
I must say,
I've got it. Foghorn.
Is it?
Oh!
Let's find out.
Oh my God, you've been talking about that foghorn for so long.
Where am I? I am here. I am on the southern tip of Shetland. That down there is Sumburgh. Where I am currently stood is Sumburgh Head, which is known for having a lighthouse. And there it is. But lighthouse is only part of the reason I'm here, because what I'm really here for... You see the big red thing? Sumburgh Head possesses Britain's last working foghorn. And I am going to honk that foghorn.
Yes! Oh, yes!
Our budget paid for the foghorn man to come out specially and honk that foghorn.
Oh, never covered this? How have I not done this as a video? It's such a good idea. you!
And the only reason I thought of it that moment, I think foghorn when I think you.
Fine. I think
you when I think foghorn.
Yeah.
Because you use that as a reaction image in chat.
Yes. I often use that foghorn image to illustrate George Ezra, for instance.
Is it that foghorn that you
do
the image?
Okay. Oh, no. But it is now that this is out there.
Yeah.
Trust me, I have a lot of foghorn video clips on my phone now.
Here we go!
So here we have
the Foghorn engines. So there's two to honk and one as a backup. Now, there's a little bit of drama to this because we're not sure if we're going to get it going. We reckon the batteries are fine, but there's a little bit of a question about that. So there's the batteries. This is real tension.
Three 1950s engines. Cool. And as it says here, there's a bit of drama because Brian, lovely Brian there from Sunbrehead, who, by the way, Brian there has restored all this. He's the one that can do this. He's the one Foghorn operator still going. And he hadn't fired the engines up in a bit, but, you know, he got the batteries out, connected the batteries up, nothing. The batteries had collapsed. And when you're on Shetland, there's no Halfords.
Mm. Did he take it out of someone's car to make it work?
No. He's going to hand start them.
Oh, yes.
He hadn't done that in 40 years.
Is this the old thing of some volunteer, just a bloke with some spare time on his hands, has just refurbished an entire...
And he's now the guy that refurbishes foghorns. That's his thing. So he's not hand started these in 40 years, and we've no idea if it's going to work.
It's a petrol start and diesel engine.
Okay.
It was designed in the 30s as a fishing boat engine. And the fishing boats these days didn't have electricity, so it had to be hand started. So diesel engine, nothing to start.
Yeah.
But what made the fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, so we've got petrol there. So the petrol started engine. Okay.
It's
out of a plastic bottle, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's got his squirty thing, squirt it, prime it and everything.
And I assume it's petrol started because as fiery things go, petrol's an explosive one, so that can do a pfft to get it going.
Yeah, rather than a compression thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't avoid anything with you.
Chris and Matt, this one's for you.
That's just priming.
Yeah, priming it. Here we go. Fingers crossed. We're off. That's one started. We need the other one now. Hope for the best, kids. Brian, priming the second engine. Come on, Brian. Give it the big son. Fuck it. It's off. Diesel engines going full pelt now, compressing the air to come out the foghorn. And from this point on, it's charging the foghorn. So once the engines are on, it's compressing air. The air goes through those green tubes. There's some tanks behind us that fill with compressed air. When they get to the right temperature, just where that T-junction is there, there's a valve. When the pressure increases enough, it lets air through to the foghorn house, and then something else happens that you'll see. However, I am really interested to know how this video is going to work out, because at this point, my camera stopped working.
Oh, no. I remember, because you brought the camera, and it's, this is not, just to be clear to everyone watching, this is not Gary's fault. This is a fault I've never seen on a GoPro.
Which is why it's really weird, seconds before we started filming this, your camera started playing up as well. There's something about this place and GoPros that doesn't like. And the camera has a crack in the front and I never dropped it or anything.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is air pressure.
It's a weird green flash on... Like, it works for about 5 seconds and then cuts off. I've never seen a GoPro
do that. I thought it was
that.
Like a motherboard error on something, but it's not dropped.
I don't know.
All I can think of is air pressure, because the air pressure is now going to be going significantly up and down. And it's a known thing, because apparently, I mean, it's a small thing. So the lighthouse keeper's wife used to complain when the foghorn was running, because like things like cake and bread would never rise because there's a whole change in the atmospheric dynamics.
Yeah, but GoPros, you can drop them from
orbit. I don't know what happened, but at this point, I had to switch to my phone.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we are now on iPhone-based footage from this point on.
It should purely an escape from plot. But the battery opens the valve, which spins up the speed of the siren. The siren is up to speed. Another valve opens, and the full 6-inch pipe of air is released into the spinning.
You've got this clockwork thing now that starts running once it's there, and what it does is, when the air comes through, it's not actually a horn, it's a siren that will honk through the big horn. So what you will hear it do is quite dramatic. it starts winding up. Mm. So you hear the sound starting to go. It goes louder and louder and louder and louder, and then whomp, you'll hear it. But it's all time-based because every single foghorn has its own character. So in
so
the,
you know where it is.
Yeah. Mm. So, and on navigational charts, it will say one long blast for 7 seconds, which right. I think is what Sumba is. And the one round the corner might be 2 blasts for 3 seconds and then a space of 90 seconds or something. So just like the light and a lighthouse is individual to the lighthouse, the sound from a foghorn is individual. So it has to be calibrated just for there. And he said, and as Brian told me, round that part of Shetland, there were 8 foghorns at one point. So can you imagine what a foggy
loud place
day,
to live that. Yeah.
What that's going to sound like. And the weather can be weird.
Was that Close Encounters?
Yeah. That felt like Close Encounters.
I didn't set off for there, but it's where I arrived.
So how long have we got before? Bloody hell. Here we go.
What that shot doesn't show is I am right next to the horn.
Oh my God, do you not have earplugs or anything?
Was that loud?
Very.
Yeah.
Brilliantly loud. And it's a physical experience. Mm. It punches you in the chest when it happens. So yeah, roll on, man, roll on now.
Here we go. Six, four, four. I feel like you should have earplugs.
I'll be honest, I expected them. But the experience is to be there under it. So
yeah.
I think from memory it was built in 1909. So it's been, and the idea is if you sometimes might see on the shot, there's a track behind.
I was
behind,
about to ask about that.
And the idea was originally that you'd move it to the direction you needed to honk
it. You can
it
point
in,
it, yeah.
But they realised that actually that was just confusing people.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's now at a slightly funny angle because they just said, leave it where it is, just leave it where it is now and just weld it in place. So that's that. But you have that separate foghorn house. There's airlines going underneath the ground up to it. And it will now just go. Whatever those diesel engines are going, it will be doing that 9 seconds, 90 seconds, 7 seconds, 90 seconds alternating thing. Yeah. Just for as long as you want.
And I assume in the world of GPS and everything, no one needs foghorns anymore.
They still have fog signals. They're just electronic.
Yeah.
It's just a loud beep now instead of a
oh, really?
Honk.
So they do have audible fog signals and it's just an electronic beep yelling out over the ocean rather than a horn.
Which is a bit, I think it's a bit easier to locate or something than that. And also that needs a guy to maintain engines, have the fuel there, be around for it. And of course, if you're the lighthouse keeper, you're living with that for as long as it's going. So when the fog can come in for days, you have...
And every 90 seconds is you're trying to get off to sleep.
Yeah, well, you just get used to it. And what happens is straight away when you're there is your speech pattern has to change. You can only talk for 90 seconds, stop, start again, because this thing was just going to go whomp.
And
right
I bet he
you.
Does that kind of thing where he can start talking, he just stops and then carries on the sentences.
Yeah, exactly that.
Okay, Brian, you're the lighthouse keeper here at Sumba. Tell us about the big foghorn that is going to be going off behind us in about 20 seconds.
Well, it's been discontinued as a navigation aid since, but I think it's in 1988. As long as you continue to feed the engines and fuel, give the pressure, blowing it basically forever.
Wow. And it's about to blow again, isn't it? Because I can hear it winding up.
Winding up the siren to go again, yeah.
Here we go. So, there it is.
You can actually see the pressure coming out. Wow.
So when was it built?
This was installed in 1906 originally.
Right.
The engines in the engine room today were installed in 1951. They were manufactured in October of 1951. All three was in and running by the 27th of December 1951.
Right.
They've been here since.
Yeah.
The whole lot, the shutter was in 88. And it stood dormant for about 25 years.
Yeah.
For my sins, I got involved in fixing it. Well, I'd been an engineer with a maintenance engineer with Lighthouse Board for 1 or 2 years. And I got engaged here and I got all fixed up, my work and refurbished. And still to this day, I get called on to run it because it's all quite temperamental because of its age and all the rest. So I didn't mind. I quite enjoyed doing it.
That's going to be one of my questions, is do you enjoy it?
Oh,
you do.
I enjoy it. Especially on a day like this.
Does he live on Shetland, or has he come out specifically?
Yeah. No, he lives on Shetland. He tootles up. Does Foghorn and goes, basically. I think maybe once a month they might in the summer.
Foghorn on request.
This was Foghorn on request. Yeah. We were saying, Brian, how much does it cost you to come up and honk this baby for an hour?
Welcome to Summerhead in Shetland. There's a beautiful lighthouse and a wonderful view, but there's something else here that you don't get many other places. And it's this thing here. It's a working foghorn.
Take that, James Burke.
Yeah. It's genuinely amazing.
What a noise. You can't get how loud it is. It kind of tickles your ears, is what I would say. It's very low. It punches you in the chest.
Just so clear, that's called hearing damage.
What?
It feels like it's got the same amount of power as, it's a very specific reference, as a pulse jet engine.
It's probably very similar. Yeah.
It's like the...
Yeah, because that's contained in a tube and it's...
Because sound is air moving, and I'm sure you feel the air moving in that rather than hearing it, you're feeling it.
Yeah. You feel it as much as you hear it.
Yeah.
And as it said on there, because it's kind of always got a bit of air going through it, when you stood next to the actual horn, it's moaning. It's a very dull moment. And then as you hear the pressure increase, it goes... It builds up. Yeah. It's very weird to be around.
This is one for the guys at the office.
There's not even any fog. You're just annoying the whole of Shetland.
Yeah.
And all of the islands.
Yes.
Because they can all hear it.
This was going for like a solid hour, by the way.
Meanwhile, over on Fair Isle, there's someone trying to do a piece to camera who keeps getting interrupted.
I kind of hope you're like one of you guys.
Yeah.
What the f*** is doing that?
Well, like, there's a full BBC nature crew at Attenborough's there, and they've got all these birds, and then...
Well, there is just loads of birds. There's puffins knocking about. It's just the crazy.
I mean, not at the minute.
No.
So that was absolutely incredible. That was just something else. I kind of had a hankering to hear and see a foghorn, but when you see the scale, the expertise, people like Brian, it really brings home how much work's involved in these, you know, things like this running. Shetland's absolutely gorgeous, as you can see. Look at it. I know it's not like this all the time, but it's not bad, is it? It's not bad. I'll leave you with it.
I really just wanted one last honk from the...
And thank you to everybody. Thank you to everybody at Sumbrahead for putting up with me coming up and the honking the foghorn. Thank you to the people of Shetland, the taxi drivers, everybody. It was absolutely amazing.
Thank you to the people of Shetland, all three of them.
those that can hear will hear this. Thank you very much. And I highly recommend it. Do visit Shetland. It's a beautiful part of the world. And if you do visit, go to Sumbrahead because it's a very interesting place, even if they aren't honking the foghorn. And after this video, Tom, I will slip you detail about it because there's an interesting thing that you would like to see that's not the foghorn.
Ooh. That's our series. Yay! Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll see you in a few months.